If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to the She Blows It podcast, everybody. I am your host, Carla, here with a mini-sode. I'm switching it up and doing it a little different. We have a mini-sode today, and this is the very first mini-sode. And on today's mini-sode, this will be a very brief highlight on the general principles of the She Blows It brand. This will be a very general overview on how we can be better people and how we can be better at what we do and spread that same message to everyone in the world for them to do the exact same thing. Now that we're on our woke shit, here we go. Woke habits. What are woke habits? Some of you guys are probably thinking, what the fuck is this girl talking about? What am I talking about? In order to consider yourself woke, you don't just wake up. I mean, you can just wake up and be woke, but when you're looking at woke from a conscious perspective, you don't just wake up and become woke. You don't wake up and become conscious of the evolution of everything around you, right? The same way you put your effort into keeping your beautiful pearly white teeth, you brush your teeth every day. The same way that you keep your edges growing and flowing and thick is because you keep them moisturized, so on and so forth. Those are the same habits that we put into being woke. And first of all, let's define being woke, because woke has different meanings to different people. Here on the She Blows It platform, woke means a variation of things. Woke is a keen insight into events or things happening around you. Woke is staying aware, staying abreast to what's present despite chaos, despite what may be going on around you. And also being woke is understanding the rules of the game and how to play accordingly. I posted this a few days ago. Play chess, not checkers. Be strategic. So those are our strong points on woke habits and what it is that woke embodies. In order for you to be woke, you need to utilize these habits. Staying aware requires practice. That's where we get into our meditation techniques. That's where we get into our creativity, things that keep us centered and focused. And we'll talk more about that on the next mini-sode. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can find Instagram highlights on the mini Insta blogs and the mini-sodes on the She Blows It podcast Instagram page. You can find that at SheBlowsIt_pod. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thank you so much for tuning in.